You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
We have a business proposition for you.
I'm being foolish.
It's the worst fake crying I've ever seen. She's just using the technique.
A what?
Technique.
Holy
Amanda, this is my stepdad, Mark.
How long are you here, Amanda?
My mom's gonna pick me up around midnight.
Midnight's late for us. I'll call your mom. She can come pick you up now.
She's busy.
Doing what?
Chemotherapy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast. I'm your host, Kel Smith. Joining me today is Mike Messina.
Hey there.
And today we are going to be talking about Thoroughbreds, the new movie with Anya Taylor-Joy and Olivia Cooke. Mm-hmm. And before we get started, it's a fine movie. That's my review. It's fine. Now, Mike, what's your review?
I like it a great deal. It's kind of simple in storyline. There's not much plot there. It's very straightforward in its plot. It's just straight up there. Like what they say, what you see is what you get. I kind of like that about it though. What has more depth is the characters and what gets revealed about them as you go on and what you're figuring out about them. What's not there in plot, not a bad way. I think it was intended to be like that. Is made up for, in my opinion, in the character depth. It's a short film. It's only like 90 minutes, I'm pretty sure. And that's great for, like I said, for that type of film with that type of plot. Like, you know, what needs to be done is done. It's not dragged out. If it was, then that's where you could start getting in trouble with this type of movie. I think you get really good performances from all of our leads. The use of music and whatnot in it is kind of pretty suspenseful. It's a little dreary, dry in a good way, in my opinion. I think it was cast very well. I think that's the biggest thing for me. The cast is great. I've been loving, you know, our two leads in Anya Taylor-Joy and Olivia Cooke. I've loved everything that they've done, all their performances. And yeah, I'm just a really big fan of how they collaborated together in this. They had great chemistry. I didn't really know that much about what their characters were like until I got to see them. So when it got revealed, like what type of characters Anya and Olivia were playing, I was like, oh, okay. So this is like I saw the trailer, but it doesn't really greatly reveal exactly the type of characters that Anya and Olivia are playing in the movie. And when it got revealed, like exactly who they were, which type of personalities they had, I think especially Olivia's character, I was like, whoa, like, so she's like that, like, okay, wow. And no, I just really, really like them. They both I think work well together. And of course, you know, seeing Anton Yelchin again, that was great. And yeah, just as a brief overview, those are my thoughts. Really good performances from the actors, I think, is the standout.
Yeah. I still stick with Thoroughbreds. It's a fine movie. I just don't. It's such an odd film because.
Yeah.
It's one of those where you don't, because you think it's going to be this one thing where the two girls. Like, my, when I started watching it in the first 20 minutes, my theory, I know I'm not supposed, normally I try to let the movie, you know, be its thing and let it kind of, you know, embed, you know, kind of, you know, swallow me in. But the first 20 minutes, all I could think of was, when is it going to be revealed that these two girls are like the same characters or the same character? And because, because at the beginning of the movie, I was like, because they're both opposites, you know, one is like, you know, one is this kind of, you know, emotionless person doesn't feel anything. And then the other is, you know, this person who's trying to, is, you know, filled with emotion, is trying, you know, to overcome her emotions.
Right.
Especially her emotions over her stepdad.
Yeah.
So that was where I thought the movie was going to go. And then the movie just gets more and more weirder, and it becomes this wicked, and it becomes this like wickedly dark comedy of them trying to get Anton Yelchin, to kill the, you know, the stepdad.
Right.
And he's really good in the movie. Really? And good.
Yeah. Of course, as always.
Mm-hmm. And he is, and then, you know, that kind of all falls apart. And then everything that transpires in the end of chapter 3 and throughout chapter 4.
Oh, and before you move on, those chapters, speaking of the chapters, like, each time it went to a different chapter and it had like a little, like a clicking sound effect and like, just like the eeriness each time the chapter changed, that kind of like made me get like goosebumps. I was like, ugh.
Yeah. It's also interesting where the film goes and the decisions that Anya Taylor-Joy, the characters, Anya Taylor-Joy and, Olivia Cooke, it's interesting what they're, you know, this doing, and it's interesting where it goes, because the whole time Olivia Cooke is like, you're living a pretty decent life. I'm about to go to prison for animal cruelty.
Yeah.
And
right. Or at least she was on trial. I don't, who knows what would have happened, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, and so, and you're the one that wants to, like, you know, kill an actual person. So, and she's trying to like steer her away, but ultimately in the end, she just, I guess for the hell of it, just like gives up and just like, fine, I'll take the fall. You do it yourself.
Right. Right. Yeah, pretty much. That's what happens.
And it's an interesting movie. My friend Kate and I, we were watching the movie, and we were both saying to each other about two thirds of the way through, we thought this was, she was like, I thought this was a comedy.
Well, it kind of is a little bit. It's a dark comedy, like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, and I was chuckling because she said that, because what we're seeing is kind of dark. It's really, really dark. And then it becomes kind of a dark comedy in the last like 30 minutes where she is like killing her stepdad, right, you know, while he's on the treadmill, which drives her insane. So it's an interesting movie, and it's interesting in how, what happens to the character, let me pull it back up.
Which one?
Anya Taylor-Joy's character.
Lily. Yeah.
It's interesting how this whole thing has transformed her into a strong, independent female character.
Mm-hmm.
And where, you know, I really like the ending and how she got everything she wanted, even though the two people that were conspiring to help her are the ones kind of suffering for her independence, for her fight for independence.
What two besides Amanda? What's the
Amanda and Anton Yelchin's character?
Oh, Tim. Well, I mean, Tim's not really suffering.
Well, I mean, he's, you know, he's got a pretty, I mean, I shouldn't say suffering as much as.
I mean, I don't think his life changed in any way because of her. Like, okay. Like he's working as a bell person, right? At a hotel, I believe is what he's doing. Or a valet, valet at a restaurant or something. Yeah, and that actually looked like a better job than what he was doing before, to be honest. But so I don't know. I don't think she really altered his life besides smashing his head. And that was Amanda who did that. But that was pretty messed up. He like woke up in the bathtub. Was like, what's going on? Like, I have to, you know, like cover it up with your hat. He's like, I gotta hide this from my dad. He's like, just don't go around him. He's like, I live with him. That was like one of the best parts. He's like, I live with him. I can't just hide this. She just wear a hat all the time. Yeah, but the interaction between all those characters is really good. It's just really, really good characters, in my opinion. And just the dynamic between both Lily and Amanda, I thought was good. And where the characters were going, I wasn't really exactly sure how the movie was going to end up. But I think as it went on, it really ended in the only way it was going to end.
It was. It just took, for me at least, it just took forever to get to that.
Forever? It's like a 90-minute movie.
It felt like we were there for 2 days.
Is it because of the limited set? Like, because it was mostly just in that one house?
That, and also, there's not that much going on. Like, you can still set every... Right. I mean, Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing is set in one location, right, but there's a lot of subplots and things going on to right, carry us to that like 107-minute runtime. Whereas here, it's like Lily is just really, you know, upset with her stepfather, and Amanda is just, you know, an emotionless robot. And
she does have a lot of like comedy to her, though. Like, she is pretty comedic at the same time with her dry, sarcastic humor, or even things that she says is serious that she doesn't mean to be funny, but we do as sane people.
Sure. But I mean, just what I'm saying is, in terms of what to fill in a 90-minute screen or a 90-page screenplay to make a 90-minute movie,
right,
there's just not much going on.
Right. No, yeah, I agree. Like, and that's what I prefaced everything with, like, there's not much to the plot. It's mostly like character stuff and simple, really, really simple plot.
Yeah. And even like after the initial, when Anton Yelchin's character, Tim, like when he eventually is like, when he just like gets his gun and goes,
yeah,
and cowards away, you're still just like, we know this is going to happen. Like, where does the movie go?
Right.
You know, because maybe that's not the right, where does the movie go before she, because there's only two ways this ends. She either kills her father or she doesn't. Like, that's the only, that's what we're building to here.
Right. Unless something like, yeah, unless they did introduce some subplot that changed something, who knows? But I wasn't really sure. I pretty much thought it was going to end the way it ended. Although not exactly in the way I didn't really predict, like her taking the fall for her on purpose and all that stuff happening. But like as a basis, I kind of thought it would happen that way. I really love that lingering scene of when it finally does happen and she goes upstairs and you hear him on that, what is it, like a water thing? Like, isn't it the rowing machines that they use?
Oh, like, I thought it was a treadmill.
No, it's not a treadmill. It's like the, they simulate like rowing. Like, you pull on it. You know what I'm talking about? You pull it back, like up in, like up towards your hips, and then you like move forward and like you're like rowing a canoe kind of.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'm pretty sure, unless I thought it was that. Maybe it was, but I thought it was that. I think they actually talk about it at one point when she's talking about what he's doing up there. But anyway, that's not the biggest deal as far as that goes. But yeah, it just stays on, you know, stays on Amanda, like, passed out there on the couch, and you hear Lily upstairs, and then you hear the machine stop and he's not working out anymore. And then she comes downstairs, she has blood on her, and then she puts it on Amanda and whatnot. And then she just lays there crying on the couch up against her and all that. And that was just one shot. And I was just, whoa, like lots of intensity there in that scene.
Yeah, it's a lot, and because you're basically imagining, and you're just seeing the chaos. You're seeing the chaos of it, like, afterwards, or the aftermath right. of it on her. Like,
right.
It's really, yeah. Therapeutics is an intriguing movie, yeah. And the way they describe violence and the way that that you know it's executed very, you know, minimally and very. It's minimalist style, like, and they're almost, you know, and there's always an off-kilter feel to it because
right.
the dialogue is very, you know, it's not just dry, but it's very stilted. So it gives, you know, so it gives this kind of illusion that this is, you know, or not an illusion, it gives this, you know, this tone that it's always going to be kind of scary. It's always going to be off kilter. It's always going to be strange.
Uncomfortable. I think that's a good way to put it. Uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like you're never like feeling at ease during the movie at all, ever.
Yeah. It's just, it's an odd movie. And it's an odd first movie from Corey Finley, the playwright, or Corey Finley, a playwright.
Is that what his background is? Playwriting?
It's a her.
Oh, really? I thought.
No, oh wait. Oh, you're
I
right.
I thought Corey Finley was the director as well, right? That's the guy who directed it.
Oh, you're right. Never mind. I thought you're right. Corey Finley is a guy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't think I've seen anything from him. You said he's. This is a first time filmmaker.
Yes. First time filmmaker.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's great for a first feature film. Yeah, he did a really good job, I think.
Yeah, he brings a very much a Paul Thomas Anderson to this kind of story.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and he doesn't have much going on his IMDb. He has one other writing credit currently. He created the story for a short film called Sauna,
mm-hmm.
but that's it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, interesting start. I mean, I'm sure he'll be working on something soon.
Yeah.
That's cool that he was able to get Anya Taylor-Joy, Olivia Cooke, Anton Yelchin, like, you know, get all of them. You know, he probably got – I mean, obviously Anton was always done, like, just always looking for good work and interesting roles. But I guess he probably got Anya and Olivia probably at a time because I think this was made, you know, like a year and a half, 2 years ago, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he got them at a time before they were as big as they are now, you know, with Olivia, like – getting, you know, her prominent role in like Me and Earl and The Dying Girl and then also like Anya, of course, you know, in Split most recently. The Witch, yeah, and she's gonna be in the New Mutants and she's huge now. But both of those two are like they're two of my favorite up and coming actors at the moment. So seeing mm-hmm. them work off of each other and this is really cool.
Yeah, it's interesting because Olivia Cooke, if everything goes according to plan, Olivia Cooke is pretty much going to break out in Ready Player One.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm excited to see her in that.
And I mean, Anya Taylor-Joy, she's been growing as an actress. Yeah. She broke out in The Witch, but then she, you know, broke, and then she was in Split, and you brought up New Mutants.
And she's supposed to be Alaska Young.
Yep, and... Uh-huh. And she's supposed to be Glass. She's in Glass.
Oh yeah, of course. She's reprising her role as Casey in Glass. So that's gonna be cool.
Yeah. So she's on an interesting trajectory as a actress.
Not a director yet.
Not a director yet.
She could be.
All right, so ready to wrap up Thoroughbreds?
Yeah. I've said most of my thoughts on it. Just a really character-driven film, like I said. Just don't want to rehash too much, but just character-driven film and simple plot, but I think it works well for what they intended for it.
I think it's for what they were intending for, I think it works. I think it works just well.
Right.
So with that said, Mike, where can the good people find you?
You can find me over on Twitter at Mike the Film Guy.
All right, and you can find me on Twitter at Movie Kale, and you can also follow this podcast at The Youth Critic, and then you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHC Network. Thank you, everyone. We will be back with you next week with Pacific Rim.
I don't have any feelings, ever. And that doesn't necessarily make me a bad person. It just means I have to work a little harder to be good.
I'm sending you to boarding school. After that, you're off my payroll.
You hate him. You despise him.
Honey, you can't go in looking like that.
I'm fine. I'm not gonna have to stand here all day like a robot repeating myself. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
You ever think about just killing him?
How? No.